I am Pastor John McClain, and I'm here with a stand-in for the Andreas Ruiz, I Believe in Myself, Mrs. Candace Waller of True Counseling.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's good to have you here. It's going to be a different flow not having Andreas in here, but we're both wearing our I Believe in Myself t-shirts.
For sure.
So maybe it'll compensate for that energy in some capacity.
I agree.
Yeah, I think we're good. And we have Tristan here, so
yes.
It's like we're doing it big here. Right? With this swagger, the bagger swagger shirt on.
No, the swagger bagger.
Got the swagger bagger. 9,000. You just turn your knob. Yeah, can you hear me now? Yeah. Yeah, good. So, like Mr. Tristan said, this is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. And we got an awesome show for you today with Candace Waller filling in for Andreas Ruiz, where we'll be talking with TN Kennedy with Gap Ministries to talk about all the amazing things that are coming out of Gap Ministries. If you haven't listened to this show before and heard Gap Ministries and all the things they do, we got a treat for you today for sure. And then on the second half of the show, we're going to have City Council candidate for Ward 3, Lucy LaBosha, on the show to talk about her platform and all the things that she wants to do to try to make the city of Tucson better. So, but just like we do every show, I give grace and give the love and give the thanks to a very loving Father who has blessed me oh so very much. One of the blessings being my oldest son in studio with me today that gets to do our intro, and I had a great week just going rock climbing and spending time with these guys, and the least I can do is thank God for all the amazing blessings that he puts in my life. And I'm gonna do that today with the Lord's Prayer, and it goes a little something like this. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
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 Amen. Yeah. So that being said, we definitely let our Father know he's first and foremost, put him above all. But let's go ahead and speak with a woman who works with a very godly organization in Gap Ministries, a diamond in the rough that not as many people should know about. But we're more than happy to promote them and highlight them and let the world know about this amazing organization. And thank you, TN Kennedy, for being here to represent.
Yes, thanks for having me. I'm really happy to get to talk about Gap Boys.
Yeah, absolutely. And I almost feel like we're like old family at this point. You guys were one of the first groups that we started highlighting on this show, and we've had you guys on so many times to talk about all the different amazing programs you have on. So I'm really excited to kind of delve into that. I know we're probably going to cover something we've never talked about, because that's the kind of the awesome thing about Gap Ministries is just you guys do so much. So I guess we'll kind of start it off with, you know, for those who don't know, which surprisingly enough, there's way too many people who don't, you know, what is Gap Ministries?
Well, Gap Ministries' mission statement is that we stand in the gap to bring help to children, healing to families, and hope for our community. And it all began 21 years ago with our founder's home. They wanted to serve, and they knew that God wanted them to care for the widows, the orphans, the hungry, and the naked, but they weren't quite sure where to start. And so God laid it on Greg's heart to start with what he had in his hands. And he said, well, we have extra rooms in our home. They had two children, and we have extra food in our pantry. So they got licensed to do group homes, so they could have more kids than just like one foster child. Mm-hmm. And they started the very first group home that we have at Splash. We call our home Splash Houses, and it stands for Spirit-Powered Love, Aggressively Shaping Hearts. So if you've ever heard of a Splash House, that's why they have the name. It's not like they all have swimming pools or
okay,
something.
Okay, yeah, actually, I'm glad you filled me in on that. I was always curious on what the Splash stood for. Okay, that's pretty cool.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
So they started that. The first group home was at their home, and it's still our Splash One group home. And they ended up adopting four kids that came to them and now have six kids. And then they started a pantry in their garage, and they would put signs up around Northwest Tucson, which is where this house is located, saying that if your family needs food, we'd like to bring a food box by. So that's how it all started, and now it's evolved to 10 group homes. We also license and train people for foster care to become foster parents. And then we also work, we have two programs where we work with the families whose kids have been removed and put into foster care to help them do all the things they need to do to reunite their families and be healthy and not repeat the cycles again going forward. So that's our foster care side. And then what was the small little food pantry in the garage is now a 50,000 square foot warehouse with all kinds of products we share with the community and a commercial kitchen. And we do about 1,000 meals a week out of the kitchen for different organizations, low-income daycares, some women's shelters, schools when they're in session. So, we're kind of all across the board, but it boils down to children. At the heart of everything, it's the children. But we can care for children from now till eternity. They just keep coming in unless mm-hmm. we can get on the front end of things and stop some of the things that cause families to, the kids to end up going into foster care. One of the big indicators is poverty. So if we can help with that before they get removed, that's good. And then if we can help after they have been removed from their parents' home, if we can help with some things like our job training program, helping people coming out of prison, many of those people have been impacted by foster care. Their kids have been put into foster care and they can get a job and change, turn their lives around. Then it's, you know, our desire that that next generation of kids won't be in foster care.
Mm-hmm. So it seems like, I guess we have probably about a minute, so we have to go into our first break. Do a quick rundown of the different programs you guys did. I heard foster care, a kitchen, you know, food box program. Just run us down on it, because I know it's just like, it's a plethora of programs you guys do.
Right. Well, the foster care end of things, we do license and train. So if anybody's interested in becoming a foster care, we do that. And then the other things are more the kids or the families are placed with us through the Department of Child Safety and through DES. So the other programs that people could be a part of, though, at GAP are our community warehouse. And we open that up to nonprofits serving people in need. So, for instance, you guys are partners and come and get things from us. And then we also opened it up to individuals that have an access card. They're either on access. We just opened up to military just this month, military past or present.
That's amazing.
Show a military ID. To foster families, kinship or adoptive families, to seniors, just about anybody. If you're somebody that struggles a little bit with paying bills, we may not have all the basic necessities you need in our warehouse. We get donations, and so it's what we get. And we don't always know what we'll have, but...
Well, that's our cue music that we have to go into break. No worries, but we're going to be right back after this break.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you'd like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
GAP Ministries is all about impacting one life because they believe that each and every person matters to God. They strive to build up each child they care for and each individual they serve. That is why we at Veteran Rescue Mission volunteer our time in their kitchen and warehouse every week. And we suggest you do too. Go to gapmin.com to get involved and donate to this blessed organization today.
So this is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Vet and Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain. That's my oldest son, Tristan. And I'm here in studio with the fill-in for Andreas Ruiz, my usual battle buddy, with Candace Waller, a counselor, and the counselor with True Counseling.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you here. And now you got some big shoes to fill.
I know.
But you are wearing that I Believe in Myself t-shirt, so that's a good start.
I am channeling my inner Andreas for sure.
I believe in this. I believe in myself. So before we went to break, we were on the talking with TN Kennedy with Gap Ministries, telling us about a little piece of all the amazing programs that are coming out of Gap Ministries. But it'd probably be hard for her in one interview to talk about all the different programs. But I know Candace had a really good question during the break that she wanted to ask.
Yeah, Tien, hi. How are you doing today?
Hi, good. Thank you.
Good. So my question is just for the average listener. Like, what are some of the things that Gap Ministry needs that people could kind of drop off, or where to drop things off at?
Okay. Well, we can always use, you know, anything that if you're cleaning house and you have clothing, particularly teen clothes. We can use really nice, you know, nicer teen clothes, because we have a budget. We buy things for our kids, but we can't always afford the things that a lot of people's teenagers like, you know, the name brand things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if your kids are like my kids were when they were teens, they outgrow things so fast, especially those boys. So if you have some gently used, if people have gently used teen clothes that are, you know, nice, bring them by. We love them for our kids, and they'll probably really enjoy having them. But anything people donate, we can either use in our houses or use for some of the people we serve. Or if for some reason it doesn't work for that, we also have a thrift store at Craycroft and Pima called Treasures and More.
Mm-hmm.
And we can sell items in our thrift store. So I don't mean to compete with you, John.
Believe it or not, I send probably at least 3 people a week over to Treasures and More just to donate stuff, just because we have limited ability to pick up
capacity.
Stuff. Yeah, mm-hmm. And capacity, yeah.
Great, so, well, thank you.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, so one way or the other, we will definitely use it. Volunteers, we always need volunteers, particularly in the warehouse. People coming in, we have 1.5 person, like 1 person full-time, 1 part-time person in our 50,000-square-foot warehouse. And so we run that on volunteers. We get groups in, we get individuals that come every week for maybe 3 hours every Monday or whatever, and they get a lot done pricing things, putting them on shelves, sorting the donations that come in from Walmart or different retailers. So those are 2 big needs.
Do you have like a volunteer requirement or age requirement for your volunteers, or just anyone?
You know, I'm trying to think if we have a limit down to, we usually say about 12 and above. Mm-hmm. Like, we'll have groups. We have a junior high group here today that's doing some volunteer work with some chaperones.
Oh.
So we're happy to do that. Littler kids are harder. Mm-hmm. Probably under junior high, it's harder to find things, and we have to be real careful with OSHA.
Yeah,
and I wish we had more for families, because families always want to do volunteer things together, and it's really hard for that. But if you have a family and you're wanting to volunteer as a family, we'll try to find something that you could do, maybe, you know, doing a sock collection and then bringing them in or something like that that's off-site.
Mm. Okay, so I think that's good for families to know, especially with the summertime and kids being out of school, wanting to find a way to occupy the family's time. They can come in, volunteer if they have kids who are junior high and up. So I think that's good.
Right.
To know.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? It's the best thing in the world. I wish I'd done it with my kids when they were young, because when you get to see people that truly are in need and you know, and you realize how much you really have, sometimes kids don't understand it till they see other people and realize they're very fortunate.
Mm-hmm. So tell us also, I know you have a big event coming up with TPD. And, you know, also, you know, supported by Good 360, the Unplug and Play. Tell us about that.
We're really excited about that, to be partnering with the Tucson Police Department. We got a call from Toys for Tots and Good 360, which is where we, Good 360 is an organization out of D.C. that we get a lot of our donations from. And we did a Toys for Tots distribution last summer, so they knew we could pull it off. And they contacted us and said, could you take two semi-truck loads of toys, brand new toys from Toys for Tots, to get out to the Tucson kids. It's enough for about 6,000 kids.
Nice.
And just to get them to unplug, they've been on computers all year, doing, you know, homeschool and all, and get out and play. So we have got about three churches that are going to do small events for 100 kids. We're sending some to the foster, all the different foster agencies and some other groups like that. But the majority of toys are going to be given out by the police department. We've got Midtown is doing one on July 10th, and theirs is going to be at theirs is going to be at High Corbett Field.
Nice.
At 9 o'clock, and it's till the toys run out.
Okay, so say that date again, Saturday at 9, you said?
9 o'clock on Saturday,
July 10th. Okay.
Oh, excuse me, John. It's 10. It's 10 o'clock at that one.
Okay.
I just found my flyer in front of me.
Perfect.
So 10 o'clock on July 10th.
Okay.
And that's at High Corbett Field. It's a drive-by, and they'll give out toys. The kids must be in the car, so you can't come and say, I need three, you know, I've got four kids. Can I get toys for all four kids? The kids have to be with you. And then the next weekend, July 17th, the Southside TPD department is doing it, and they're doing it at 9 a.m. at the Geico parking lot. And I can send you attachments with these flyers in case anybody calls in. The contact to ask more questions, you can either call me at Gap Ministries or Margo is the Tucson Police Department community relations person, and I've got her number I can give you later.
For sure, and we'll be sharing this on our Facebook page and our social media. I'll share the flyer that I'm guessing you guys have on your page. And then also, we got about a minute, so we have to get out of here. How can people, I know we touched on a little bit, but how can people connect with Gap Ministries and plug into to what you guys are doing?
The website is gapmin.com. It's short for ministries, G-A-P-M-I-N.com. And that has all the different information, how to volunteer. There's an online volunteer form you can fill out. Somebody will get back to you. It has about foster care and what we do with that. And then we've just started doing a third Thursday tour at Gap. I'm actually doing one this afternoon at 4 o'clock.
Nice.
So the third Thursday of every month, you could come at 4 o'clock and take a little tour and see what we do here. So we'd love to have people come see all the things going on and get more involved.
All right. Thank you so much, Tan, for coming on with us again. You're definitely a fan favorite for me. Yeah.
Thanks, John.
We'll see you next time.
All right. Sounds good.
God bless.
Bye.
So this is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Candace Waller filling in for Andreas Ruiz. Also got Tristan there at the table.
Yes.
And we got plenty of great show left for you. We got Lucy LaBosha going to be on the phone with us. She's running for city council for Ward 3. Those who don't know, go to 1118 North Jones. We have Veteran Thrift there, in which all the proceeds go to our Homeless Veteran Transition Program, Veteran Rescue Mission.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org. North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical-grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation.
Hi, I'm Andres Ruiz, the co-host of Common Good Radio Show and the founder of community building organization I Believe in Myself. And I am offering a free rundown and consultation to the first 10 listeners to sign up for a private or group life coaching consultation at ibelieveinmyself.org. We all need good support to help us to take our life to the next level. So let me help you believe in yourself so that you can pursue your goals and dreams and ultimately find your life's purpose. Go to ibelieveinmyself.org today to sign up and get more information.
This is Pastor John McClain here with Candace Waller, filling in for Andreas Ruiz with I Believe in Myself. Candace Waller is a counselor with True Counseling. Because what does True stand for again?
Trusting, respecting, understanding, and embracing your inner self.
Yes. Yeah, so those out there, so the couples out there that are looking for somebody to help them either mediate their issues, they're looking to get married, or they just, you know, want to kind of check under the hood of their relationship, make sure everything's okay. Check out what Candace Waller is doing at True Counseling, One True Counseling, or many other platforms. If you Google it or go on Facebook,
Instagram,
or if you just send her a message at One True Counseling at Gmail.
Mm-hmm. Or you can call me at 520-800-4609.
That's correct. So awesome. So let's step away from the True Counseling ad for a moment and let's speak with the amazing woman we have on the phone with us, candidate running for City Council Ward 3. She has been on our spinoff show, the Making College Come True radio show, but super excited to have her on the Common Good radio show to talk about all the good she's doing in the community and highlighting that. So thank you for being on the show with us, Lucy.
Thank you, John. I cannot believe you said amazing. I love the energy already.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm a big follower of yours, so I know the type of good that you're putting out and just like the awesomeness that just kind of follows you and just the type of energy that you bring and how it exudes with other people when they get around you. So I'm excited to have you on the show.
Oh my gosh, goosebumps. No doubt. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So I guess, like, you know, let's get to the steak and potatoes and we'll leave the vegetables, other vegetables for later. What inspired you to run for City Council?
Well, John, and I've got to admit that I've all, as a little girl, you know, I've always had something to say. And running for office, you know, the opportunity in holding office is all about advocacy, care and concern about others beyond myself, you know. And so running for office, it really is, I believe in my core, it's what I'm supposed to do in the service of my community. But more specifically, I know that's not exactly the answer that you're looking for. You know, I've always been involved in local politics, whether it's participating in protests or rallies or campaigning for the $15 minimum wage or even working on other local politicians' campaigns. I've always been an agent for change, and again, running for city council is a first time ever for a political office, and I'm excited. And it's what I'm supposed to be here. I truly believe that, and the timing, I'm supposed to be here.
Nice.
Oh, nice. Thanks for sharing that with us. Hi, I'm Candace. I'm filling in for Andreas. I'm not sure if you.
Hi, Candace.
I know. How are you? Thanks for being
nice
here.
Nice to meet you.
I know. Nice.
Yeah, thank
to
you.
Meet you. Yeah, so what are some Thank highlights you. Of your campaign so far?
Thank you for asking, Candace. Well, I get to connect to the community as a parent, as a veteran, as a friend to Tucson. And so getting out, I've got to say that my favorite, and I'm not sure if this is typical of a candidate or a politician, but just getting out into the community and actually connecting with folks when I was collecting signatures. And it really just allowed me to gather some of our common concerns from Ward 3 residents. Mm-hmm. And it gave me the opportunity to connect with people and our citizenry and our people in Tucson's amazing. And so one particular highlight that really stood out was from a Ward 3 resident who thanked me for knocking on his door He's a white man, probably about 55, 60 years old. And he shared with me that in the 20 or 25 years that he had lived in his home, no one had knocked on his door to collect a signature or to share their political vision for their community. And, you know, to me, that's really sad.
Yeah.
But for that, really, I was just so excited about that moment. And I, of course, I shared that with my team. And his lasting words for me was, "I hope you win. I hope you win."
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
So we're gonna
do everything we can to make that a reality.
Yeah. So since you've been out in the community, you had that very graceful talk with that sir. What are some of the pillars of your platform to kind of bring together the community that you're going to be representing?
Thank you again for asking that. So, I've lived in Ward 3 for about 5 years. I bought my home about 5 years ago, 5 or 6 years ago. And, as a campaign, I know that I'm supposed to have like a top three tier or top three, but as a teacher, as an educator, it's really hard for me to limit myself to a few areas in which to address and to work on. And in my campaigning, I've actually had the opportunity to, again, connect with folks. And I got to tell you, working with on social service programs such as addressing unhoused or homelessness in our community, addressing health care, mental health care in general, and or substance abuse programs is a key social service platform or program that we would like to address as a campaign, but as your councilwoman, definitely. And also to address affordable housing. So under social service programs, you know, those areas are really, really key. Transportation, I've got to tell you all, when I talk to folks out there and they say, you know, when I ask them about, you know, the streetcar or light rail, whatever you call it, I call it a light rail because I'm not indigenous, you know, to Arizona or to Tucson. Mm-hmm. I've only been there for about 20 years. But I understand it to be called the streetcar. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to change my language a little bit. But when I ask folks about the streetcar.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today. Replacing your tires can cost nearly $3,000 over the life of your vehicle. Or you buy a set of tires once, roll them into the Total Car Care Guaranteed for Life program, and that's it. Forever. Seriously, buy it once and never purchase it again. Offered exclusively at MPG Tire and Auto. See program rules for details.
This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Miss Candace Waller of True Counseling.
Thanks for having me.
The True Whistle Counseling. Happy to have you here. She's filling in for Andrea Ruiz. We're both wearing our I Believe in Ourselves t-shirts. So those who need a little coach, hit up Andrea Ruiz with I Believe in Myself Coaching. Also, didn't mention before the break, but go to veteranrescuemission.org if you want to help donate a car, an RV, any unused vehicles. We definitely have veterans that need vehicles, as well as we need as much support as we possibly can to our Homeless Veteran Transition Program. But before we went to the break, we had Ms. Lucy Labosha on the phone with us. She is a candidate with City Council Ward 3, and she was telling us about some of the fine points of her platform. And thank you for being here with us, Lucy.
Thank you, John, and thank you for the work that you all are doing for homeless veterans. Thank you. It's an honor.
It's an honor. I want to thank you. Something that you're feeling, whether it's, you know, you being a math teacher, something we haven't mentioned yet, or, you know, a lot of the work that you do. You know, it just feels good to have a purpose. So that's, you know, a lot of people,
absolutely,
when they tell me that, you know, I feel like I should be thanking, you know, people that support us, and thank all the guys that allow me to help them, because I know that's a, you know, it's not easy to take that help, but I certainly appreciate the praise. Thank you so much. But
I would love to reach out to you after this program. I know that we're already connected in regards to the work that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to reach out to you further. So,
absolutely.
Yes, that's a another show.
Oh yeah, we're there. We're already part of the family. Yeah. It's all you have to do is ask.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
So I know my 14-year-old son Tristan had a question that he wanted to ask. He felt it was cool that he gets to ask a question of somebody running for city council. So I'll let him take it away.
Yeah. So, me as a 14-year-old, as a student, I would like to know what you would do to implement as a student.
To make things better for students.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, he's got it.
I love that question. I'm sorry, what is your name?
Tristan.
Hi, Tristan. Thank you for that question. Well, I got to tell you, when I think about my position and this opportunity, can't help but to think about our future. And that's what you, as a 14-year-old, you represent the future and what the future is going to look like, right? And so climate change is definitely a part of our platform that we intend to address and what that looks like for Tucson and what we can do locally, what we can do as individuals, if the sacrifices that I think that we as individuals can make now through education, you know, understanding, you know, if you take a shorter shower, you know, if you wait to turn on your AC, you know, little things that, I know AC is a definite issue for you all. I'm currently in the DC area, so it's unfair. I think today's highs are about like 75.
Oh man, yeah. Soak it in. Soak it in.
So lucky.
Yeah.
So I apologize. And that's with no humidity. So, but yeah, we intend to think about beyond ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm 53 years old, I you know, we have to think about beyond ourselves. And so if we're not addressing climate change in a real concrete way, which is to really talk about zero emissions, you know, by yesterday, you know, we're not really doing the work I believe that we should do as community leaders and local leaders in our government. And so in terms of thinking of the youth, that's one area that I would definitely want to. That's an area I'd like to go.
Nice.
Of course, I'm an educator. Schools and being able to improve our systems is not necessarily in the purview of a city council member, but certainly as an educator, you know, I miss the traditional. I currently teach in a suspension program, so I so miss the traditional school setting, classroom setting, where I get to see students light up and make connections when they struggle, because struggle is important, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we're not struggling, if we don't, you know, fail sometimes, we don't really succeed. You know, you don't have that thing to measure against, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I miss that, but definitely creating programs for young people to thrive in my ward, working with other council members is important to have young people, you know, jobs and opportunities and centers. That was my lifeline when I was your age, Tristan. My lifeline was, you know, having some place to go and having responsible adults, you know, take care of us teenagers. And I don't believe that there are enough places like that for young people in our in our town, and that's unfortunate.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. So I see.
I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, that was a really good response. Thank you.
Yeah. So I see that you have a heart for kids, you have a heart for the community, you have a heart for vets. So kind of explain to us, like, what sets you aside from your opponents or the people that you're running against?
That's a great question, Candace. Yeah, definitely being a military vet. I understand teamwork. I understand pressure. I understand commitment. I'm currently actively involved in my community. I teach bike safety classes. I advocated for Prop 206 for minimum wage increase. So you have teenagers working, you know, have an opportunity to actually make, a decent, wage, if they were working minimum wage jobs. I've worked on political campaigns. Sadie Shaw, who is my campaign manager. Recently, I worked on her campaign to help her get elected. I am involved in my community. I'm hands-on. I'm working class. I understand poverty, at a level that's relatable to many within our ward, particularly at Ward 3. It's one of the poorest. It's the second poorest wards in Tucson. And so one of the Ward 3 candidates during a recent forum, the NAACP forum last week, vowed not to make changes if he were to be elected. And I believe that change, and so what sets me apart is that I definitely believe in change, and I believe that change needs to happen for the betterment of our community. There are too many areas within Ward 3 that are obviously impoverished, their area compared to other more affluent wards within, areas within Ward 3. And so changes are needed for growth. I definitely am not a part of the system of being stagnant, and I don't believe in the status quo. I believe that to change is to grow, is to improve, and that sets me apart by leaps and bounds.
Nice. So, and you've touched on the several different pillars of your platform, but what would you say is the backbone of your platform, and this is the one of the most, if not the most pressing issue that if I'm elected, this is one that I'll be driving home.
So tough.
I know. I did. Well, I couldn't give you all softballs.
Yeah. I tell you. I would have to say addressing the issues surrounding the needs of our community. While on the campaign trail, lots of neighbors and community folks had lots of concerns about, needles that they'd find on the ground, or, trash in, in their backyards, or people squatting in their backyards. And so we have to understand that our unhoused neighbors are our neighbors, and people are not to be thrown away. And so being able to create better systems that currently exist within Tucson for our unhoused or homeless neighbors, in dealing with mental health care or mental episodes, and dealing with folks who are addicted to opioids is crucial. And so I would say the social service component of this campaign, affordable housing. I've met people. I actually was on Fourth Avenue when I was talking to folks, and this young man, is like noon, midday. This young man walked, it was actually early in the morning. This young man walked by, and we were talking to him, and he shared with us he had just gotten off work. He slept in his car. He was, when you sleep on sofas, you
couch hopping.
Surf.
Yeah.
Yes. He mentioned, and he said that he worked two jobs. That is crazy. So, we have to get a hold of this. I have to be an educator and to know there's so many programs, unfortunate programs out there for kids who are without shelter, and it's a life it is the reality of our existence in Tucson, and it's not good enough. And so to any candidate who says, I'm going to go in and maintain the status quo and not be a problem and not address this and not be willing to work with other council members and with our community, which is what I'm willing to do, you know, that's not what we need. You need someone like me. And I say that unapologetically.
Nice.
You
well, need how someone can, who cares. We probably about 30 people. Seconds. Tell people out there listening how they can support you and how they can plug into what you're doing.
Oh my gosh. Please contact us via email or our website. It's Lucy, L-U-C-Y, the number 4, citycouncil.com. We are grassroots. We are people powered. We don't take PAC monies. We're 100% power of the people, will of the people, the might of the people. And we definitely need donations. We need you, Tucson. So thank you very much.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today.
Hello, KBOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.
At Ironwood Dental, their compassionate dentists pride themselves on quality care and patient comfort. Ironwood Dental stands behind the work they do and are committed to continuing to learn new techniques and technologies that provide the best service to their patients. Ironwood Dental believes in building relationships with their patients and treating them with genuine care and respect. Call Ironwood Dental for a consultation at 888-2900 or go to ironwooddentalaz.com to book today.